Welcome to Jack Haley's Love Cabin Jamboree.
Welcome to Love Cabin Jamboree. Welcome to our weekly jubilee. Don't be a stranger, we want you to be a member of Love Cabin Jamboree.
The Love Cabin Jamboree, brought to you by the makers of Love Cabin Syrup, America's favorite and largest selling fine table syrup, with its rich real maple flavor that gives your pancakes, waffles, and all such foods that final touch of deliciousness. The other day, I stopped to chat with a friend of mine who said,
Mary and I have listened to the Log Cabin Jamboree several times. We've heard you talk about people needing a substantial breakfast. Well, you sold us. We used to have just orange juice and coffee. Now we're having pancakes and waffles and French toast several times a week, along with that log cabin syrup of yours. And I do feel better. And Mary says she feels better, too.
And that's just what a lot of people are writing in to tell us. So let me remind you again of what I know your doctor would approve. That morning is the time you need to store up energy for the day. And that energy can come only from eating a real breakfast like pancakes or waffles made extra delicious with log cabin syrup. Begin right now to have pancakes or waffles and log cabin syrup at least twice a week. Then see how much better you feel, how much better you work and play.
Ladies and gentlemen, due to a heavy picture schedule, Jack Haley has been detained at his motion picture studio. Therefore, we take you now to 20th Century Fox, where Jack has invited his entire cast on the set, where he is making the picture Alexander's Ragtime Band.
Cut! All right, set my boys. Hey, Pat Marley, next setup is shooting this way. Haley, don't go too far away. Your scene is next.
All right, sir. I just want to talk to my cast. Hey, Warren.
Oh, hello, Jack. Say, it's nice of you to invite us all here.
Oh, by the way, Warren, did you explain to the audience at the NBC studio that I wouldn't be there tonight?
I did.
What happened?
The three of them got up and walked out.
How do you like that? And I left tickets for four.
Jack, tell me, do you really know all these big stars personally?
Why, certainly I do.
Say, Jack, isn't that Alice Faye over there? Do you know her?
Do I know her? She's one of my best friends. I'll speak to her. Hello, Alice. I guess Tony's around.
Well, you certainly know them.
Certainly I know them. I'm like that with them.
Oh, Jack, look, there's a star I always wanted to meet. She's coming right over this way, Sonya Heine.
Oh, she's a swell friend of mine. She's a good skate. Oh, she is. She'll talk to anyone. Here she comes. Hello, Sonya.
You know them all, eh?
Well, she's probably very tired. She's had a dozen sittings today.
Posing for pictures?
No, just skating. Oh, here comes a pal of mine, Don. Good old Don. He'll talk to me. Hello, Don. Oh. I don't mind him talking to me, but he didn't have to leave his autograph. Where's the rest of the gang? Where's the rest of the gang, Juan?
Oh, they're wandering around a lot somewhere.
Quiet! We like to talk quietly.
Okay. Hey, Jack, here comes Wendy.
Oh, hello, Wendy.
Hello, Jack. Gee, I love this studio.
Yeah?
I've been around visiting. I was next door on stage three and saw the making Kidnap.
What a set, huh?
What a set.
Yeah.
And I saw them making Kentucky Moonshine. What a set.
Yeah.
And then I saw them making Shirley Temple's picture, Little Miss Broadway. And one of the actors smiled at me with his false teeth.
What a set. Boy, oh boy, am I exhausted from meeting all these picture stars and vice versa.
Quiet!
Ted, you have to be quiet. Who did you meet, Ted?
I met young Loretta.
No, you mean Loretta Young.
Oh, that's right. And I met Faye Alice.
Look, Ted, you mean Alice Faye. Who else did you meet?
Simone. I'll fool around with that for a while.
Did you see any of the stars making pictures, Ted?
Yes, I saw two of the Ritz brothers playing golf on a third Ritz brother.
What's the name of the picture?
Putting on the Ritz.
Ted, I didn't mind you and the rest of the cast coming over, but you never should have invited your Aunt Angelina.
Well, Jack, she's never been to a studio, and it's a thrill for her.
Well, she'd have to be awfully quiet.
What's that? Oh, that's...
Don't get excited. Shut up. Hello, Junger Haley. I'm a friend.
Hello, Aunt Angelina.
You going to make a move to the pizza?
No, no, Stanovacin will teach the class. Stanovacin will not stop a gun for the pizza. Stanovacin will call Alicia Faye, Simone Comini, and Loretta Young, and Jack Haley. 20th Century Fox.
What's going on here?
Why, shut up!
Don't talk so loud.
Why not?
Listen, Aunt Angelina. What made you come here in the first place?
Oh, well, I want to go in the movie to pictures.
Well, in order to get in the pictures, you must be charming. You must have appeal like Carol Lombard, Joan Crawford, Paulette Goddard.
Who?
Paulette Goddard.
Yeah, well, why does she Goddard that I know Goddard?
Well, for one thing, she has a nice slim figure while you're fat.
Oh, yeah? Well, you want to know something? Everybody's telling me that I'm a Carol Lombard's a double.
Yeah, you're double her size. But, you know what you'll have to do? You'll have to reduce. Why don't you take up dancing?
Yeah, I dance all the time. Say, you should have seen me when I do the Susie Q. Q.
Susie Q. You don't know your English.
You don't know my dancing.
All right. You win. I'll give you a part in my picture. It's all about society. The who's who.
Who's who? What is that, like a what's a what?
No. Who's who is the book of the social register. It tells you who, apostrophe S, is who.
What the best of us doing is a death?
Look, if I were a society man, wouldn't you like to see me in the who's who?
Oh, no. I would like to see you in the who's a girl.
Hey, Aunt Angelina, why don't you go home and leave Jack alone?
Oh, shut up.
Now, look out now here, Aunt Angelina. Don't tell me to shut up.
No, why not?
Well, the boys in the band are here, and I don't want them to hear you say that to me. They have respect for me. Haven't you, boys?
That is right, Auntie. You don't want to go on pictures. Why don't you go home and I'll send you some nice flowers?
Yeah, what the kind?
Orchids.
What?
I said go home and you'll get some orchids.
Oh, that's no good.
Why?
Well, I got a sick of seeing the kids, so what am I going to do with orchids?
All right, Jack Haley, on stage three.
All right, I'm coming. Ted, you rehearse your music.
Ted Fiorito and his band rehearsing Ted's latest song hit, Swingin' Annie Laurie Through the Rye.
Say, Ted, where's Jack?
Oh, he's next door on stage three. We got a call from the director to shoot his 16.
Well, let's go over there and watch him. What do you say, folks?
Come on, let's go.
Ah, here we are, stage three.
Now, quiet.
Quiet, everybody. Now, wait a minute, Haley.
Yes, sir.
I've tried all morning to get you to do this scene. I'll go over it once more for you.
Now, the leading lady is seated in a beautiful garden.
Uh-huh.
You enter through the door, walk slowly toward it, look into her eyes and say, Madame, tea is served on the porch.
Yes, sir.
All right, come on now, let's take it. Roll on. Action.
Madame, tea is served on the porch.
What's the matter with you, Haley? Now repeat it after me.
All right.
Madame.
Madame?
Tea is served.
Tea is served.
On the porch.
On the porch.
Marvelous. That's fine.
Thank you very much. I didn't know it was that good.
Now go out there and do it. It's in the bag.
It's in the bag.
Roll them. Action.
Madame, tea is served. On the porch. It's in the bag.
No!
Jack is dumb.
Quiet, Ted. Oh, Haley, I'm a tired man. When I say it's in the bag, I don't mean the tea is in the bag.
No?
No. Now, look, I'm going to make it easy for you.
Oh, thank
I'll
you.
I'll change the line.
Oh, thank you.
You won't have to say tea, sir.
I won't?
I've got good news for you. You're going to say coffee.
Oh, isn't he a lovely director? Oh, I am?
Yes.
What kind of coffee?
Maxwell House.
That is good news.
All right, it's coffee. Now, drop the tea. Ah, you didn't have to take me literally.
Boy, is Jack dumb.
Go away. Now, Haley, go out there and say, Madame, coffee is served on the porch.
Yes, sir.
Roll 'em. Action. Cut! What are you waiting for, Haley? Why don't you come in?
I was waiting for the coffee to boil.
Oh, Haley, come here. All morning you've been getting everything backwards. Everything you do backwards. Now, sit down like a good fellow. Let's talk it over.
I can't sit down.
Well, why not?
You remember when you told me to put the tea on the stove and sit on the chair?
Yes.
Well, I got that backwards, too.
Maybe I haven't made myself clear. Now, come over here.
Yes, sir.
Come on. Now, look. If you can't get this simple scene, what are you going to do in the next scene when Loretta Young puts her arms around you like this? And she looks into your eyes, and with all the love in the world in her heart, and all of her soul in the world, she says, I love you. I want you. I need you. Doesn't that do something to you? Kiss me.
Waiting at home, lonesome and blue, I made a solemn vow. I'd never be lonesome again. I'm telling you right now. You'll have to change your tune. You're singing me a blue song. I want to hear a new song, baby, so you better change your tune. It's got to be real soon. I'm in a mood that's lonely. You're not the one and only, baby, so you better change your tune. Now's the time for true confession. Let's not be afraid. Don't start into alibi. Call a spade. You better change your tune. You're going to have to choose me. Because if you don't, you'll lose me, baby, so you better change your tune. Now's the time for true confession, let's not be afraid. Why must you give me an alibi? Call a spade a spade. You better change your tune. You're going to have to choose me, or there'll be a change in the weather, a change in the sea. From now on, you'll find a change in me. So you'd better choose me, or you're gonna lose me. Hear what I say. You had better change your tune.
Now, Virginia Barrow singing, You Better Change Your Tune. And now we're back at the NBC studio from our mythical trip to the 20th Century Fox studios. And here's Warren Hull.
Thanks, Jack. And now, in honor of all you men whose fingers itch for the feel of a trout rod and in whose ears the spin of a reel is music, we're going to stage a little scene we've arranged. The setting, a campfire in the woods. A brook, a silver moon, the tantalizing smell of frying bacon mingled with the fragrance of the piney woods. Two friends are on a fishing trip. Fred is getting supper. And Max, well, he's lazily leaning against a tree nearby.
Say, Fred, there's a big fella hangs out in the pool beyond the dam. Biggest trout I ever did see. Tried for him all afternoon, but nary a bite. I'll land him yet, though, mark my words.
Well, maybe you will, Mac, and maybe you won't. But come on, supper's ready. Bacon's curling crisp, flapjacks are brown on both sides. How's that?
Well, you flipped that one right onto my plate.
Well, just hand over that log cabin syrup, Mac. Hey, go easy on it, will you? Pretty swell grub, eh?
Mm.
Say, how many years is it we've been toting log cabin syrup along as the main part of our supplies on these fishing trips?
Can't say how many years, Fred. But we ain't never going to be without it, you can bet.
And there you are, friends. That little scene was just to remind all you men folks that there's nothing like log cabin syrup for camping and fishing trips. And, of course, there's nothing like it for those pancakes, waffles, and French toast at your own breakfast table back home.
Virginia.
Yes, Jack.
Listen, Virginia. You're the only kind of knowledge they don't teach at any college. You're an education in yourself. There are poems and romances in the glamour of your glances. You're an education in yourself. Of all the famous dates in history, I recall but a few.
You mean like the 4th of July?
Uh-huh. And my dates with you. Because you have a kiss that's scientific.
Well, it's tender.
It's terrific. You're an education in yourself. But must I memorize the book to be considered wise when I can look into your eyes?
Oh, you'll find that a durable my pain cost is free. Why don't you take a lesson from me? I'm the kind of mental strain you could take without complaining.
You're an education in yourself. Intricate as economic, simple as the Sunday comic.
Just like Dr. Elliot's 5-foot shelf. You'll find geometric figures in my feminine curves. They're good for your eyes.
Mm, but bad on my nerves. You are my encyclopedia. Let me take you home and read you. Cause you're just like a quiz from Greek to me.
Well, the Greeks had a word for a tent, you see.
You're an education in yourself.
That was Virginia Bell and yours truly singing You're an Education. And now, late. Excuse me. Hello.
Mr. Haley?
Yes?
I'm in trouble. With hiccups, Mr. Haley.
Oh, that's too bad.
Yes, Mr. Haley. And several doctors
have
told me the only thing that will help me is a severe fright.
Well, what can I do for you?
Please tell one of your fairyland stories.
Oh, very well, I will. If it'll help you, I will tell a fairyland story.
Goody, goody.
I'll tell the story of my great-great-grandfather's uncle, Horatio Robin Hood Haley, and his merry men, who believed in taking from the rich to help the poor long before income taxes were heard of. As the scene opens, Horatio Robin Hood is addressing his band of merry men in Sherwood Forest. Curtain! My merry men, is it not true that I take from the rich to give to the poor?
Aye, Robin Hood.
Is it not true that I have never turned away a hungry man?
Aye, Robin Hood.
Cometh in.
Oh, Robin Hood, I'm hungry. Hence, help me. I haven't eaten for days.
What? You're hungry?
Aye.
Well, Will Scarlet, go out and get 2 bowls of steaming hot soup, 2 luscious thick steaks smothered with mushrooms, 2 large slabs of apple pie and 2 cups of coffee.
Aye.
And when you get back, Will, throw this bum out. That reminds me. The sheriff of Nottingham is expecting us to come to the village fair tonight. I understand he is laying a trap for us. Come on in.
I have news for thee, Robin Hood. Thy wit and humor has become well known. The mayor of Nottingham, the sheriff of Nottingham, and the people of Nottingham want you to become their jester.
Ah, but what will they pay me for my joke?
Nottingham.
His forsooth and gay zoop. I will give him a smite in the head, I will give him. Where is my trusty helper, Will Scarlet?
Here I am, Robin Hood. I be mixing some lead in the paint to paint thy house.
Well, get the lead out of thy paint. come with me.
Does also want Friar Tuck to join us?
Never mind, Friar Tuck. Call Friar Rito instead.
Aye, Robert. I shall have him here presently. Come us in. Hail, Friar Rito.
Hail, Robin Hood, King of the Forest Primeval.
Where hast thou been all day?
I have been in ye kitchen, eating a meal.
Then tell me, Friar, what happened to ye two eggs I left on ye table?
They went out of the frying pan into the fire.
But thou still hasn't told me what thou did all day.
I have been in the woods all morning hunting moose, and in the afternoon I was hunting bear.
Why were you hunting bear?
Somebody stole my clothes.
We will have to dress that gag up. enough of thy jesting, Friar. We are leaving at once, and we need thee to lead us. Art thou a brave man?
Brave? Yea, verily. I will open the door and shout my praises to the mountaintop, and they will echo and re-echo through the valley.
I'd like to hear it.
I art brave! I art brave! I am possessed of great erudition! And Abyssinian. And Abyssinian. A meteorological sesquipedalian lexicographer a savant. A meteorological sesquipedalian a savant.
Well, that's the last word.
Robin Hood, all the provisions are gone. We have no food.
We haven't?
No, nary a morsel.
Well, fry my hide.
Don't you think that'll be a little tough?
Then we shall have our dinner. Didst bring any venison back from thy hunting trip, Little John?
Aye, Robin, I brought back an elk.
Where is the elk?
Here.
Hello, Bill, lot 27, Peoria.
Hello.
Hello, Bill. Lodge 56, Pomona. Well, that elk was certainly an odd fellow. But come, summon all my men at once. We shall leave for ye village. All cometh in.
Don't breathe this to a soul. The Queen's second maid's eloping with the butler. And Will Scarlet was out with Little John's girl last Friday. And Lord and Lady Curly are getting a divorce.
Well, who are you?
I'm William Tell. I can't keep a secret.
Here we be, men. We're all ready to leave.
Ah, Robin Hood. On thy way back from the village, please bring me a little pink bunny.
Dost thou want a pet?
Certainly. But bring me the bunny first.
Let us not tarry, men. Forward, march, my merry men.
Oh,
Well, here we be, men, approaching the village.
Look, Robin Hood, there is a man approaching on foot.
Aye, and he looketh very suspicious.
Mayhap he is one of the sheriff's men.
He soundeth like a yodeler. I shall find out. Halt, my merry men! Hello, stranger. Art thou a yodeler from the mountains?
I'm not a Rudy from the village. Hi-ho, hi-ho, it's up the work we go. Hi-ho, hi-ho.
Wait a minute.
Hi-ho, who? Hi-ho, who? Who don't hi-ho? Hi-ho, the butcher. Hi-ho, the baker. Hi-ho, everybody. Hi-ho, hi-ho.
Be thou a real yodeler?
Oh, yeah, man. Am I a yodeler? Before I go to sleep at night, I open up the window and I throw out a yodel. Oh, no. And would you believe at 8 o'clock in the morning, the yodel comes back and wakes me up.
Well.
Tell me, everybody.
You mean to say it comes back 8 hours later? That must be some world record.
Record? Fish pond, that's nothing. In 1876, my grandfather threw out a yodel, and in 1937, it came back as Rent Through.
Thou dost not speak very clearly. What ails thee?
Well, that's on account of my dentist. He did a bad job for me.
Why has thy dentist... What has thy dentist to do with thy feet?
Well, he fixed my teeth in London, and every time I talk, London Bridge starts falling down. Yes, you say it someday.
Dost thou make much money at yodeling?
Well, I do in the yodeling season, but when the yodeling season is over, I'm a salesman.
What do you sell?
Oh, I sell crossbows, longbows, shortbows, and beanbows, spearheads, blankheads, swordheads, blockheads, chainmail, steelmail, airmail, female, ties, pies, dyes, and flies. Nightshirts, white shirts, tight shirts, steelware, glassware, stoneware, underwear, long pants, short pants, white pants, pumps, vents, bales, bales, scales, and snails. It's a thing to be to be sunny, it's a thing to be more.
Thou dost not sound like a yodeler to me. I think thou art a spy for the sheriff.
I should say not. The sheriff hasn't got any spies.
How do you know?
I'm the sheriff.
Oh-ho! So you're the sheriff of Nottingham?
Sam Nottingham.
See the men. He's been trying to trick us.
Just a second. You got my neck. What's in your head?
Oh, wait a minute. So, thou tried to trick us, eh? Well, thou shalt pay for it. We shall hold thee for ransom.
Ransom? How much are you going to charge?
It will cost thee thy weight in gold.
My weight in gold?
Come on. Get a move on. Get the lead out of your feet.
If I do, you'll lose money.
Stand him up against that tree, man.
All right,
get a hold of him there. Now draw your bows. Aim. Fire. Oh, ouch. Oh, you fool. Hit me with the arrow. Robin Hood. Where were you hit?
I can't tell you, but you'll never get on the L. Jolson program.
Why won't I?
Because you can't park your car, sir.
Friends, I just want to remind you that there's only one way to know how good log cabin syrup is, and that's to try it. Once you've discovered what that rich, real maple flavor of log cabin syrup does to make your pancakes, waffles, and hot biscuits extra delicious, you'll know why Log Cabin is the largest selling fine table syrup in America. Log Cabin, you know, is a blend of three fine sugars, Canadian and Vermont maple, and pure southern cane in perfect proportion for smoothness and true maple flavor. So tomorrow morning, have a real leisurely Sunday morning breakfast with pancakes or waffles and Log Cabin syrup. If you haven't any Log Cabin in the house now, just phone your grocer or delicatessen. He's probably still open, and he'll be glad to send some Log Cabin syrup right over.
This is Jack Haley, your man Saturday, asking you to be my pal Sunday by using Log Cabin syrup on your pancakes and waffles. Ted Fiorita's Aunt Angelina was played by Frances Arms. So good night from Wendy Barry, Virginia Vero, Warren Hull, and Ted Fiorito. Until next week, when again you'll be...
This is the National Broadcasting Company.